Boeing officials say layoff notices will go out to about 100 engineers in the Puget Sound area today. It's the first round of more expected cuts for the company's engineering staff, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Boeing says it plans to lay off up to 700 people from the engineering staff by the end of this year. But a company spokesman declined to say if those job cuts will all be in Washington state. Scott Hamilton is an aviation industry consultant with Leham Company in Issaquah. He says the cutbacks have nothing to do with recent problems with the Dreamliner's lithium-ion batteries. Rather, Hamilton says Boeing currently needs fewer engineers because it's finished some upfront, non-recurring work on the 747 and 787 planes. That's one reason for the job cuts in the Seattle area. But Hamilton sees another reason.
Well, Boeing Chicago hates the unions. I mean, that's pretty clear.
Hamilton says he's watched a clear pattern of Boeing move more work from union states, like Washington and Kansas, to non-union states, like Texas and South Carolina. And he expects that trend will continue.
I think what you're going to see is a steady migration over the course of a 15 or 20-year period. So I also would believe that Boeing would continue to retain a presence at Everett, but someday I think the Renton facility will probably go away when they design a brand new airplane to replace the 737.
As to whether Boeing's laid-off engineers would be able to find comparable work in the Seattle area, Hamilton's guess? Probably not. A top executive with Boeing's commercial airplane unit sent an email about the layoffs to all engineering managers Thursday morning. It says production continues to ramp up, but future work is too far out to maintain the current staffing levels. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.